Hey guys, this is Chris with a great tip from our sponsor, Brand Verity. We all know that branded keywords are some of our most valuable PPC traffic, but I bet you don't know that they're also a big target for trademark poachers. These guys do ugly stuff, like bid on your keywords, use your brand name in their ad copy, and even hijack your ads. That's traffic and revenue stolen right out of your pocket. Fortunately, Brand Verity's automated monitoring can help you protect your most important keywords. Don't let someone else cash in on your brand. To see how much PPC trademark abuse is costing you and to get a free month of paid search monitoring, just go to brandverity.com/podcast. That's brandverity.com/podcast to try it out.
Yes. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to episode number 56 of the Paid Search Podcast. Chris and I are back here, and today we have a very interesting, great debate. Chris, why don't you say hi, and we'll knock out a few housekeeping things, and then we'll get into it.
Hello, listeners. Thanks for tuning in. I think you're in for a treat here. Jason and I are really gonna give it our all on our thoughts on single keyword ad groups, and I'm going to call them multiple keyword ad groups. I think you'll enjoy it. But first, Jason, I think you got some housekeeping stuff to do.
Yes, a couple things. First thing real quick, I want to thank everybody for signing up for the newsletter at rothmanppc.com/newsletter. Chris, I actually got more signups than I was expecting. Free newsletter, everybody, about AdWords, right to your email. So thank you for signing up for that. And I encourage you, if you're a fan of this show, you'll be a fan of that email to go sign up. Next thing, Chris, I have a question that I got from our Facebook page from a listener named Paul in Charleston, West Virginia. And his question ties into this great debate. So I wanted to read it before we get into the debate here. So he says, hi guys, I love the show. Thanks so much for doing it. I run a wheelchair rental company in West Virginia, and I've been using AdWords off and on for the last 6 months. My main question is, why does Chris suck?
What? That's not what
just
he said.
Just kidding, Chris. That's not a real question. I just wanted to rattle you.
Are you kidding me? That whole thing was
before our great debate. Because honestly, everybody, I come on here. I've got enough stressful things I've got to deal with. And then Chris comes at me like the biggest accounting nerd boss I've ever had in my life. And you guys know I have a personality disorder where I can't have a boss, and that's why I do this. And he comes at me with like 17 rules and fine points. And I was like, I went along with them, and he'll break them down in a second. But I was like, Chris, if you got your butt kicked so bad in the last two debates that you're coming up with rules for everything's on your side of the debate, everything you've been working on these rules for a week, you know exactly how it's going to go down. If you need that crutch, that handicap, then I'm going to go for a rattle question before the show and try to rattle you. But that, to lay the ground, everybody, that is the state of the debate right now. I would call it unfair, but I'm not a complainer. So I'm going to go along with it and try to compete as best I can in this new format. So, Chris, all that said, why don't you break down why we're even having this conversation, what skags are. By the way, this was brought to us by a great listener named Melania. She was asking about single keyword ad groups and which way we go on it, and I said it'd be great for a great debate. So that's why we're talking about it. Why don't you tell us what those are, why it's a controversial topic, and then kind of give everyone the format of today's debate, and then we'll jump into it.
Yeah, so single keyword ad groups, okay? That the abbreviation is SKAG, SKAGs. And we have multiple keyword ad groups, and I'm going to call them MCAGs, maybe.
I would just call them normal ad groups.
Normal ad groups. Well, I think that plays already to my hand here. But basically, the idea is a strategy that you'll see a lot of debate about, a lot of blogs about. And essentially, it's a strategy based on how many keywords you put in each ad group. Some people say that the best way to build a ad group or a campaign is to have one keyword for every ad group and then an associated ad with that. Other people say
that you assign one ad group to a certain theme, and there might be 10, 20, maybe 30 keywords in that one ad group, and then you might have multiple ads to that associated theme. So Jason is taking the side of the SKAG single keyword ad group because it's something that he practices in real life. This is actually a unique situation when Jason and I don't have to choose sides just to choose a side. We actually believe what we're talking about. So it'll be a pretty passionate debate because I practice, as Jason said, normal ad group processes of multiple keywords per ad group, where Jason takes a different side. So basically, that's the point. What we're going to do is we're going to have an introduction. I'm going to introduce my idea, and Jason's going to introduce his, and then we're going to start with a typical format of debate where I will bring up one point, Jason have an opportunity to respond to that, and then I can respond to his points there.
Rebuttal.
And we'll go back and forth. Thank you. So that's it. That's how it's going to work. Should be fun. Should learn a lot from this. And Jason, do you want to take first intro or shall I?
Go for it.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, I am your tour guide through a valley of information that has poured down from the mountaintops. And I want to show you some revelations that you have maybe never have had on your own. It may be something you've never heard of, but I want to throw a light on this conspiracy of what I'm calling an AdWords complexity. People try and take a simple idea and make it into a complex, hard to understand, hard to manage system that then keeps the middle class working man down, keeps the everyday working man of the AdWords system down, and makes those upper class complicated systems seem out of touch, and it makes you hire people that you think you may need because they have these aspiring ideas. Okay, it's not as complicated as you would believe, and I'm here to show you why that system is overly complicated and why it does not work for the purpose of what they say it does, and why there's multiple reasons for that. So that's my approach. I will be taking the side of the multiple keyword process. And ladies and gentlemen, I look forward to opening your minds to the conspiracy of the overcomplicated SKAG.
Wow. The Robin Hood of AdWords. Wow. So I guess I'll start off by just saying, everyone, thank you for being here. And thank you for the Academy for hosting us tonight. And I love being in Palm Springs. So anyway, I, like Chris, am here to tell you that I have the simpler version of AdWords. I have the not as complicated version of Google AdWords. But I'm not here to put anyone down. And I'm just here to offer an option for people whose minds work like mine does, because I've used this. I find it to be extremely simple, extremely effective, and extremely good for the long term, and we'll get into that. But really, I think I have the simple option, but I'm not here to put anyone down. And on top of that, I think I'm the best AdWords manager on the planet. Chris, no offense to you, I think you're up there, but I honestly think there's no one on the planet who does AdWords for services lead generation better than me, and this has worked for me. I've seen it in action, and if people want to run the right kind of AdWords campaigns, this is an option they have, and I believe it helps with both setup, performance, management, and I will make those points today, and I thank you all for being here.
Okay. Thank you, Jason. The tone of the humility in his voice is something that it's a novelty, isn't it, ladies and gentlemen? We don't typically hear the humility. I hope you see through his veil. But
Chris, Chris, let me just point out something. There was a day in the not too distant past where I worked all day long for $26 total. selling AT&T U-verse cable subscriptions in a crappy South Oklahoma City neighborhood that's high crime. And I was conned into that one-day job. I quit on the day. But if there's anyone who knows about the common man, and there's anyone who's been served up a dose of humility in life, it's me. So I stand by what I say, and I do think I'm one of the most humble people around as well.
I just heard you say you're the best AdWords manager in the world, yet humility is what he maintains to have.
If there's I'll cut it off there. Let's get into the debate. I just want to point out I'm grounded.
Okay. All right. He's grounded. Thank you. Okay. So I'm going to start off with point number one. Point number one, ladies and gentlemen,
You weren't going to start off with point number four,
okay,
were you?
Thank you. Already interrupting. Thank you, sir. Have a seat. Okay. So, multiple keyword ad groups, or as my colleague has said already, normal ad groups. Okay. Let's keep that in mind here. Normal ad groups are simple to understand. They're easy to set up, and they're easier to manage. Okay. But I'll get to that later. What I want to talk about right now is I want to poke one little hole in this whole idea of the skag. Jason, I want to ask, now being the best at one of the best, actually the, I think you used the word the.
I said one of the best.
Okay. One of the best.
There's lots of room on the mountain.
Does every single ad group have a unique ad? No ad is duplicated in any way across the hundreds of ad groups. For the person that sets up a skag, does every single ad group have a unique ad?
How could I answer what everyone does with their skags?
I'm just speaking to you. Just you.
Yeah, I can't answer that. I make custom ads for every ad group.
Okay.
Just like you do.
All right. Well, I would say that most people probably do not have completely unique ads. And the problem with setting up a skag and not having completely unique ads is that the person doing that adds no value to the process of doing it. So the idea is that you can get better quality score because you have a refined focus between one keyword and one ad group, one keyword and one ad. And so the idea is that you have a better quality score. But according to Google standards, there is no value added if you have one keyword in another ad group and another keyword in another ad group, and they both point to the same landing page and they have the same ad copy. Okay, there's no quality score add to this. There's no ability to benefit from this. And if you were to create a unique ad for every single keyword, basically my stance is that the amount of effort to achieve this is not worth the return. Basically, that's the idea here. And I'll expand on that on my second point. But I just want to establish my baseline here is that for most people, doing this is complicated enough. You're going outside of the multiple keyword idea, which is simple to understand, easy to set up, and easier to manage. But in the end, most people are going to go with this complicated method and not have a unique ad. So you lose the benefit of even doing this in the first place as far as quality score goes. Jason?
Okay, so like I said, I'm not here to put anyone down. The average savings amount for Americans is $400. That's what normal means. That doesn't mean it's a good thing. So the average AdWords person might hook up the same ad in every ad group. That doesn't mean it's the right thing. I just want to point that out. This is my rebuttal to your point. So my rebuttal is that you're talking to the wrong guy. Every single ad group I run has unique ads tied to that keyword. And I do it in a very time-effective way. And that's just my rebuttal. That's the truth. So I'm the wrong guy to make that argument too. Now, what you're saying about not everyone's going to do that, the average person won't do that. Maybe I agree with that. And if the goal is average performance or being average or $400 savings, go for it. But if you want better performance and the top performance, you should at least be aware that single keyword ad groups are an option, and matching the ad copy to that keyword is an option. So that is my rebuttal, that your premise that every ad is going to be the same across all these single keyword ad groups, that is not the way I do things, but I will grant you that is the way some average people would do things, and maybe that's not the best thing.
Okay. Okay. Well, I really rest my case. I think that's a good point, but I think my point is made. So Jason, I will return my time. I forget what the Senate says or Congress.
Bank.
Or okay. There you go.
My first point here, Chris, is that Google tells us high from the mountain on Google. They say format your ad groups with similar keywords based on themes. So everyone knows you're supposed to group similar keywords into ad groups. Well, all that I've done with my single keyword ad group strategy is taken what they say and I do it. But I'm doing it in the most optimal way. So, Chris, if you're snorting cocaine and it's 50% baby powder, that's not optimal if your goal is to snort a lot of pure cocaine. But if someone comes down from the mountains in Colombia and gives you 100% pure cocaine, that's obviously better than 50% baby powder going up your nose if your goal is to get pure cocaine. If your goal is to have the most relevant ad groups possible, then let's make one ad group for each keyword. I don't even have to argue this. There's people, put aside how much work it takes. Put aside if everyone's going to make custom ads to each ad group. Put that aside and just look at the theory. Is having one ad group per one keyword the most optimal, relevant way to do things if you make relevant ads for each keyword? The answer is plainly yes. So if you want to factor in how much time it takes, and that's going to be different for every person, depending on the way they do things, that's a separate argument. But if the goal is to do what Google instructs us to do, make ad groups based on similar themed keywords, I've just taken it to the extreme because I live life on the edge and I live life in extreme, and I want extreme performance for my campaigns. And that's why I've taken what they say and just done it the most extreme, relevant way. That's the most pure way to get to what the goal is. I release my time.
Okay. Okay. Well, Jason, I don't want to get into my second point yet, but I want to ask, where do you get this information that Google recommends a single keyword ad group in any documentation? Can you reference anywhere that says that single keyword ad groups is something that Google would recommend or is something that they're for?
I did not claim that I got this from Google. I did not claim that this is written down anywhere. What I claimed is that Google tells us to make ad groups based on commonly themed keywords. And all I've done is logically expanded that to the most pure form of that, which is one keyword per ad group. Because that's the way my brain, and I'm like really smart, that's the way my brain works. I piece things into the most logical way possible. I saw this the other day. Bill Gates was saying there's multiple types of intelligences out there. One of them is seeing the world in like 3D and all that kind of stuff. I can't do that at all. Like I can't, if you show me a plot of land, I cannot picture building a beautiful house on it. Okay. Or you show me a broken down house, I can't picture renovating it like a real estate developer would. I'm not intelligent that way, but there is one called like rational or logical. That's the way my brain works. And if Google says make commonly themed ad groups based on a commonly themed keywords, my logical brain takes that to the most extreme pure form. So that is my answer to your rebuttal. Chris, do you, and this is just one point of many I have. So who's got the next point? Is it your point or my point?
Yeah. I think,
It's your point.
Yeah,
I believe
I'll,
it's your point.
I'll go to my second point. Okay. And Jason, I appreciate what you're saying, but I feel like Jason's trying to push aside something that keeps a lot of people from doing what we're talking about. Okay, we talked about single keyword ad groups, and I know Jason well enough. And I've spent enough time talking to him about AdWords and in the podcast now to know that Jason spends a lot of time in his setups.
You don't know me, bro. You don't know if I have legs, sir.
That's true. I've seen you in workout clothes, so I know you don't just wheel your wheelchair out there and do pull-ups or something. So I'm assuming you're on the treadmill, but that's a good point. So anyway, Jason,
go ahead.
Spends a lot of time in setups. I've seen him stress out about stuff like this before. And to combat the amount of stress that Jason has.
Just so everyone knows, I cannot wait to rebut this. Okay. I cannot wait to rebut this.
Wait your time then. Let's practice. You've built a spreadsheet with a template. Okay? And the idea is to help speed up the process, right? So you build spreadsheets in order to accomplish this.
There's a line of privacy. You're pushing close to that line, my friend. Just saying.
Okay. I think the line was crossed when you had a fake question from a listener to start off this podcast. I think the line has been erased.
Rattling you did. Okay, go ahead. All right, so setup time. I can't wait to rebut this.
Perhaps the answer is not in the template, but rather the problem is the SCAG process itself. In order to maintain the SCAG framework, you must create methods to curb the workload of the SCAG creation. Okay. And to illustrate this, I have an example. And Jason, you don't have to answer because, you know, I don't want to cross any lines like you talked about. But to our listeners, you can participate in this as well. Listeners, Jason, do you floss every single day? Do you work out every single day, 7 days a week? Do you change your water filter every 3 months in your refrigerator? Okay. And the answer is no, because a lot of this stuff is not practical. We know that you should floss, but there's a practical answer to exactly how much you really are going to do that. Okay. And they say that.
So your point is practicality. Does this happen in the real world?
Yeah. The effort is not worth the return for a lot of this. You can still get just as good of a return, but there's a point when the effort beats out the return. That's my core point for number two. The amount of effort does not result in the amount of return that you get.
Okay. So my first point I want to make as a rebuttal is when, besides on our podcast, every now and then I've explained that I run single keyword ad groups. No one has ever heard me talk about single keyword ad groups besides a few times on our show. And I dare to say I talked about my bedroom life with my girlfriend more than I have about single keyword ad groups. Okay. I've never pushed it on anybody. I don't promote it. And there's this hang up that I hear from you and I've heard from the single keyword ad group people. By the way, I've never called it a SCAG. Anyone who calls it a SCAG, lose my number. I don't talk like that. I call it one keyword per ad group. So, but Chris, I know there is this marketing jargon industry. We're too cool for school. SCAG. We're trying to sell our clients complexity to make more money going on out there. And you're reacting to that saying, hey, this is not that complicated. These guys are trying to make it seem more complicated it is so they can overcharge you. I get that. But my first rebuttal to your statement there is that's not me. So the fact that they're pushing this so hard, some people, and then people like you are reacting to it with like, hey, you guys are full of crap. Like you don't have to do this. I've never said you have to do it. And I never said anyone has to do this for performance. So I don't push it on anybody. That's my first point. My second point in terms of it's not worth the squeeze or the effort, I want a quick answer from you. Don't give me politician BS. Give me a real answer. And I promise you that at some point in the show, you can ask me a quick answer one if you're trying to make a point, and I'll give you a quick answer. The other day, we were talking about a recent build you did, and I forget the kind of client, but it was something that had just come up, and I can't remember. Oh, it was a big client. And they were in I'll leave it at that. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh. And we were talking, and I was saying, oh, wow, that's interesting. You were telling me all these details about the build. How long did that build take you or something? And just tell me what you said and answer yes or no. Was it something to the effect of, I don't know, like I've been working on and on and off for the last week, maybe total 10 hours or something like that? What, did you say something to that effect?
If we're talking about the same one, if we're talking about something I built several months ago, I probably spent about 20 hours.
20 hours. Okay. The thing you had said about it's not worth the squeeze, it's too complicated to be practical. I'm good looking, walking, living proof that it's not too complicated. I've created tools and skills to do this in a very time effective way. And I'm not going to tell you how long these builds take me with Skangle Keyword Ad Groups. But I can tell you, it ain't 20 hours, bro. And I'm walking living proof that if you want single keyword ad groups and that's your goal and you want to do it in a time-effective way, there's methods out there to do it. And I'm not saying it's for everybody, but that's my rebuttal, is that I'm proof that it, the juice, the squeeze doesn't have to be as hard as a lot of people think it is.
Okay.
Now you get your answer, and then we'll move on to my point.
Yeah, I quickly want to just respond to that. Jason, first of all, I want you to know, as I said before, you are the wall, merely the wall that I'm bouncing my arguments against. None of this is personal. So first, I don't want to put Jason at the point that I think he's somehow personally responsible for this trash or anything like that that I disagree with. That's not the point.
Appreciate that.
I have utmost respect, no matter what strategy Jason uses. Okay, so that's number one. Number two, I just want to comment quickly about my 20 hours comment. The reason I might spend 20 hours on a setup is not because of the amount of time I'm spending creating ad groups or writing ads. It's because I'm doing keyword research and thinking about strategizing what keyword should I go after. Maybe things, you know, looking at location information, geographic information, stuff like that. So that's my comment about hours put into things. So.
Chris, I appreciate you not lumping me in with those people. Don't ever think I was accusing you of that. I know you don't associate with me those people. We go back a long time, Chris. This isn't personal. We vacation together. Your wife and you in one bed, and me and my girlfriend in the other bed. We do holidays together. I'm kidding, everybody. Chris, you like those points in the debate when the politicians act like they really like each other and get a little creepy about
never
it?
They
vacation. Who vacations with another grown man? No. And I don't know about that life.
No.
But
no.
My next point here, Chris, is one you brought up, and I'm going to use a little jujitsu on you. You were talking about how ad copy is detrimented because of a single keyword ad group process. That's one of my points, is that ad copy is improved. The beautiful thing about single keyword ad groups is that you get to create an ad that matches your one keyword exactly, and it's the best ad possible for that one keyword. Let me give you an example. Everyone knows that I'm the king of moving companies, okay? And two of the keywords that moving companies target are commercial movers and office movers. They're both for the commercial office moving space. It's the same service, but people search it as commercial movers. People search it as office movers. If I'm running an ad group called the office or commercial moving ad group, and I do what normal people do and put in keywords like commercial movers, office moving companies, office movers, commercial moving companies, I'm not smart enough to know if the ad should say commercial. So when someone's searching commercial, they see commercial. But if someone searches office movers, they also see commercial. If the ad should say commercial movers or if it should say office movers. I can't figure that out, and I don't want to spend any time figuring it out. I want to give the best ad possible. So I make an ad group for commercial movers. It says commercial movers. I make an ad group for office moving companies. It says office moving company. And I have control over my ad copy, and it's a beautiful thing. So the control you allow yourself to potentially have if you want to make use of it is my next point.
Okay. Thank you, Jason. Quickly, I'm curious because how is it that a multiple or normal ad group would not have the same amount of control? If I were to have commercial keywords, let's say modified broad or even phrase match, and then I had the negative keyword of whatever I wanted to exclude in that ad group, how do I have any less control?
Because someone might potentially, this is just one example, someone might go, okay, I'm going to theme my office, my moving company build into different ad groups. I'll have an ad group for Oklahoma City Movers. I'll have an ad group for Edmond Moving Companies. I'll have an ad group for office/commercial. And then within that office/commercial, because that's one service, if you go to any moving company's website, you'll see residential moving page, long distance moving page, and then the office/commercial page. That's just my one example of how you can have multiple keywords in an ad group and not know which version of that keyword or which version of the way you call that service should be in the ad copy.
Okay. Well, all right. I'm going to leave that one be for now. And I'm going to move on to my third and final point. And this one is probably straight from the horse's mouth is where I'm going to go. I'm just going to go straight to who pays our check every month, right? Who pays it? Well, no, not really. Google does not pay our check. But basically, here's the thing, people. If we were to start, Jason and I were to share our screens, and let's start a new ad group together. Let's read through the instructions. I can highlight, point, and crop out one sentence on that new ad group setup page that says, straight from Google, start with 10 to 20 keywords. It tells you right on that page, start with 10 to 20 keywords. Google recommendations contradict the core of the SCAG strategy. They tell you right on the page that you should have a theme. What is a theme? Jason, if I were to tell you the word blue, what's the theme? You would say,
well, I would Chris, say bombs and explosions because your whole strategy you're right, just no. blew up in smoke.
No, blue. See, you were wrong because I was talking about a color. The theme was color. It's impossible to tell theme based on one keyword. Google cannot.
If anyone understands what that was, just write in and explain it to me because I don't think I'll PayPal you $5 if you can write in and explain what that was. And I'll only do it to one person, so don't everyone send me an email and ask for $5 times a million listeners.
Okay, thank you.
I'll do it for one person. Thank I'll send you. You $5.
Okay, obviously bribery is not above Jason, but
what was that?
So
and you have to actually explain it, by the way.
The idea just ask is that themes are created by a you know, multiple things. You don't just see one word and think of a theme, right? And Google even says start with 10 to 20 keywords. And in fact, there's one last thing I have to say before I close my point here. Just recently, we're talking this week, Google made changes to their matching standards for exact keywords. Jason, I'm sure you're aware of this, right? So matching standards have been changed. Basically, this dilutes the effectiveness of exact match keywords. It can change the order. So if you put running shoes, it can swap it and say shoes running can still match to the exact match running shoes. This is a whole nother topic you and I could talk about what we think about that and, you know, all that. But basically, the point is this new close variance update throws a monkey wrench into the whole system. You now no longer have an ability to control as tightly as you would want these keywords because they can jump back and forth now. You have no ability to control between, you know, an exact match because exact match A, B, or C can swap back and forth based on these variants, close variants update from Google. So that's my third point, Jason.
So my rebuttal to that is, Chris, as you know, Google is a company that tries to get as many advertisers as possible on its platform because it's good for business and it's good to help advertisers get quality traffic to their websites and make use of search advertising. But as you know deeply, as you know very closely, not everybody is a Google Premier partner, are they, Chris?
No.
Some people are mere Google partners, and other people don't do Google professionally. So just because Google makes advice for the masses, the mass users of its product, to do things one way, but I, who does AdWords 50 hours a week for the last 5 to 7 years, who has a ton of experience, who's a premier Google partner, I have found a different way to do things and still get effective performance. So just because they tell everyone one thing doesn't mean this is a bad thing for me or maybe other people who want to do the way things I do. So that's my rebuttal. So why don't you respond, Chris, and then I'll give my last point.
I think that's fine. I feel that rebuttal really didn't satisfy any of my my thoughts in the first place. So I'm fine moving forward. I rest my case on third point.
So my final point, Chris, is that single keyword ad groups give you a tremendous base from which to grow on. And it helps for two reasons. One, it is beautiful to look at. When you see an account with 100 to 200 beautiful ad groups, one keyword in each of them, and you're trying to look at performance and manage it, it is beautiful to have everything broken up into each one nice little ad group. And you can look at the keyword page, you can look at the ad groups page, and you can review performance in a very efficient way and make changes in a very efficient way. The other base that single keyword ad groups give you is an opportunity to, yes, Chris, please don't cry and get too flustered, add more than one keyword to your single keyword ad groups. They give you a tremendous base. Okay, let me explain. When I manage an AdWords campaign, my phrase match, my broad match modified, my broad match, and now Chris has kindly brought up maybe even my exact match keywords, will bring up new keywords that I have not been targeting explicitly in my ad groups with keywords. And I can see those in the search terms report. I see what we show up on. I go, oh, that's a beautiful looking keyword. I want to show up on that. I want to target that one explicitly. So I'm just going to add this to this ad group. And it gives you a tremendous base of very seldom fit or very thinly filled ad groups from which to add on with extremely relevant new keywords that relate to that one keyword. And so if you're going to start off with 10 or 20 or 30 keywords in one ad group and then look at your search terms traffic and then add more keywords, how high up are you going to go, bro? 40, 50, 60? It gives you a very already crowded ad group to build upon. So I like starting off with one, and if a reasonable, highly relevant search term comes through and it makes sense to match that one keyword to match that one ad or ads that we're targeting that keyword with, I like adding to it, and it gives me a lot of runway because I started with a very thinly filled ad group with only one keyword, and I can grow upon it, and my ad groups don't get too crowded. So the base that a single keyword ad group gives you for nice, high performance, highly efficient management going forward, that's why I love using them. Chris, give me your rebuttal. I'll give you my response, and then I think it's time for our closing statements.
Thank you, Jason. I just quickly want to say, ladies and gentlemen, I know this is 2017, but skags are not fluid. I know that people like to think things are fluid and changing, and you can't label certain things, but I feel that, Jason, you're dabbling a bit into one area and trying to play on both teams. I don't feel that you can play on both teams. You are either a skag or you are a normal AdWords ad group user. So first, just that small point. Second, I just want to say, when looking at a skag built campaign, I might see 100, 200 ad groups. I'll just tell you, I've worked with a lot of people. Jason, I know you've been doing it for a certain number of years. That's so cute. But I'll tell you, I've talked to a lot more clients. And basically, I know clients.
You sure about that? You sure about that, Chris?
Okay, we can compare.
I would love to know what those first 3 to 5 years of the Chris Schaefer struggle was like. But
all right, that's fine. We'll do that off camera a little.
You've
bit.
You've talked to a lot of clients. Okay. I agree to that.
So
how big is yours? I'd love to see.
Yeah. So basically, I've talked to a lot of clients, and I know when they look at a campaign that's built out by theme, and they see something labeled commercial, and they know that all the commercial type keywords are in there. They see something labeled with geography. They know that all the geography stuff is in there. That is beauty to look at because it's understandable. A list of all the keywords of 200 is is impractical. You can't look at it and grasp it. So that's that. I would not say that's beauty. I say it's complex. It's impractical, and that's my rebuttal.
Well, there's a great movie called Beauty and the Beast, and he was a beast, and then she learned to see him a different way, and he became a beautiful suitor. So, Chris, my response to that is is fluidity. You talked about fluidity. Remind me what your first point was, please, sir.
My first point. No, I'm sorry. I think your time's up, sir. I think that's your time.
No, come on. What was your fluidity?
My first point is that you were dabbling in both camps, and you have to choose.
Okay, you were saying I was in both camps. Okay. You know what? I will save that for my final statement. So why don't you give us your closing statement, and then I will give you mine.
Okay. So, ladies and gentlemen, as I said at the beginning, I have established an argument to show the complexity of the SCAG system is a framework designed by the AdWords elite to try and complicate a system that is designed by Google to be simple, accessible, and user-friendly. And this SCAG system takes a simple, easy-to-use, easy-to-manage system and complicates it. SCAGs create work for advertisers and frustrate an otherwise orderly system. And my idea as an AdWords expert is that it's not worth the amount of effort, and oftentimes the returns are not seen based on the amount of time and effort to create such a complex framework.
Thank you, Chris. So first off, I just want to close by thanking everyone for being here tonight. Chris, I want to commend you on a great defense of normal multiple keyword ad groups. I think you made a strong case. I first want to – basically my closing statement is about the fluidity moving back between each camp that you had talked about. I feel that I was here put here – I have nothing to do with these SCAGers, and all I can tell you, Chris, is I was born. My childhood was ruined by divorces.
What the heck? You can't.
Hear me out. I went to college. People know my story. Born, divorce, high school, no attention from the ladies, even though I deserved it, and hot was, but I was didn't know it. College. Accounting jobs I hated, breaking out into my own world, finding AdWords, loving it, and having a thriving success. At the beginning of that AdWords work, I had a very unique comeuppance, Chris, in the AdWords world. One, I had a mentor who assigned me a lot of work. He taught me to do things a certain way, and it worked for me. Second, I worked with some crazy clients that were doing questionable things, but it was a huge account for me at the time, and someone there taught me how to use Excel and AdWords editor. Okay? And because of that, the way I was brought up inside of Google AdWords, I had a very unique take on AdWords, Chris, by the time I was managing lots of accounts. And I've just developed what works for me and my company. I did not know that SCAGs were a thing when they were brought up, Chris. When I first heard the word SCAGs and you and I were asked a question about it, I didn't even know what SCAG stood for. So I was not part of this culture that tries to push in on people to make things more complex and take more money. So the whole point about you can't go back in between different camps and you can't do two things two different ways, I'm not a part of any of that, and I'm not here to defend it or be associated with it. All I'm saying, Chris, is that the way I set up single keyword ad groups works really well for performance. It works really well for management efficiency, and then going forward, it gives me a good base. All I'm trying to do is tell the world who wants help from AdWords that listens to our show, this is one option. I'm not saying the other option's bad. I'm not saying I don't do the other option sometimes. I'm just saying single keyword ad groups or the philosophy of kind of closely sticking to single keyword ad groups works well for me. And if anyone has the time and motivation out there to pursue it and they have that logical mindset like I do, I would recommend it. So that's all I was here to do tonight, and I thank everybody for listening.
Wow. Thank you for that emotional, long conclusion. Oh, boy, it's like watching the end of Lord of the Rings or something.
I felt to explain myself because I was ambushed and grouped in with the Skaggers. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, I'm saying this is the only way.
I'm so sorry. If anyone knows me, feel that way.
I'm the most practical, non-ideological person you can meet, and I'm just telling people what works for me.
Well. Thank you, Jason. I think that our listeners can draw their own conclusions, and we'd love to hear back. You know what you guys think. You know who presented the best argument. How do you feel? Who do you agree with? We'd love to hear back from you. Of course, we're on Facebook and Twitter. You can find all the links on our Facebook. Our website, paidsearchpodcast.com. Really appreciate reviews on iTunes. It lets people know that we're trustworthy, that we're a good podcast to try out. So please tell other people about it. Share it with your friends, your colleagues, and your professionals.
If you would, write us at the contact page of paidsearchpodcast.com. Tell us your experience with multiple ad groups, multiple keyword ad groups, or single keyword ad groups. I'd love to get some feedback on what people are doing out there, Chris.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks, guys. We will catch you next week.